This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. It was one of the safest vaults in the world until it was robbed. Today, Leroy looks at the power of deception from Joshua chapters 9 through 12. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few months ago, a safe deposit vault in a fashionable section of London was robbed. The vault was advertised as one of the world's safest. It had armed security guards, steel walls 2 feet thick, bulletproof glass, infrared detectors. Now, how could anyone rob a vault like that? It happened when two well-dressed men came in posing as prospective customers and convinced the manager to show them around, while a third man posed as a guard and turned other customers away from the front door. The two men put a gun to the manager's head and robbed the vault of an estimated $32 million in jewelry and cash. Where brute force would have failed, they succeeded by trickery and deception. And this was the strategy of the men of Gibeon, recorded in Joshua chapter 9. Theirs was the strategy of clever subtlety. They pretended to come from a far country, seeking a treaty of peace and mutual alliance. And Joshua was taken in. While he was victorious in open warfare, he was defeated by their trickery. Now, so it can be with you and me. We must always remember that the enemy of our souls is not only a roaring lion going about seeking whom he may devour. He is also spoken of as a subtle serpent. In our spiritual warfare, we must fortify ourselves and fight against the wiles of the devil. If you made a list of the 5 most dangerous temptations facing you today, what would they be? And can you be sure that you have selected the most dangerous ones? It is so easy to be deceived in this regard. We can learn an important lesson from Joshua's failure. What was his problem? Did he ask counsel of God? No. Did he seek the Lord? No. Did he counsel with the priests and elders? No. He acted on his own. What a lesson for you and me. We make far more progress when we take time to pray and read the Word in deciding something. Everything looked all right. It certainly seemed the Gibeonites were telling the truth. It certainly seemed they had come from a far country. Their bread was moldy, their wineskins were torn, their shoes were worn out, obviously from a long journey, but it was all a hoax. Christian, remember the scripture, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In everything, small or great, ask counsel of God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful daily guide and practical insights for your private or family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, how to look forward to growing old. Join us on Daily Discipleship.